This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Harry Styles was performing at the Troubadour in West Hollywood for just a few hundred people when, surprise, Stevie Nicks jumped on stage for a couple of duets. The pair belted out Leather and Lace, the song she originally sang with the Eagles' Don Henley. Then they did her Fleetwood Mac classic, Landslide. Oh, and tickets cost just $20. Only in LA, folks. Pay TV channel Showtime threw a big, boisterous, star-studded Hollywood premiere for the much-anticipated return of Twin Peaks with one instruction for guests. Before the screening, Showtime president David Nevins told the audience, quote, "Don't tweet or post anything to anyone about the show because you're the only ones that will have seen it before airtime." Well, 2 days later, Twin Peaks began airing without so much as a hint on social media of what was to come. Amazing! Rocker Chris Cornell's family is speaking out. In a statement, they said, quote, "Without the results of toxicology tests, we don't know what was going on with Chris or if any substances contributed to his demise," unquote. The 52-year-old vocalist had a prescription for Ativan and may have taken a higher dosage that impaired his judgment. Ativan can cause paranoid or suicidal thoughts and slurred speech. Cornell was a recovering addict and had allegedly been sober since 2002. In other Chris Cornell news, the MGM Grand Detroit has been inundated with calls about whether the room where he passed away is available. It's strange to think people would want to stay in a room like this, knowing the situation, but it's similar to what happened after Whitney Houston drowned in a bathtub at the Beverly Hilton here. Eventually, the hotel made that room available for guests again, but only after replacing all the furniture. Snoop Dogg will host a revival of the classic game show The Joker's Wild for TBS. Joker's Wild was Snoop's favorite game show growing up. The half-hour program will be set in a faux casino with giant dice, playing cards, streetwise questions, and problem-solving, in addition to the giant slot machine featured in the original. Snoop Dogg will also executive produce the project. Will marijuana be one of the prizes? Aisha Tyler's marriage to Jeff Teachins is officially over, but she'll still be sending him checks for quite a while. The talk show host and Archer actress has been ordered to pay her ex-husband over $30,000 per month in spousal support over the next 4 years, plus an additional $500,000. That's $2 million for Jeff. The two will split everything else. Teachins will also get half the money they made from selling their house. Another one bites the dust in La La Land. After a year, a judge confirmed that Prince died without a will and that his heirs are his sister Tyga Nelson and his five half-siblings. His estate has an estimated value of about $200 million, though taxes are expected to consume about half of that. More than 45 people came forward in the wake of Prince's death, claiming to be his wife, children, siblings, or other relatives. Wow, when money is involved, people will come out of the woodwork. Steve and Mary Harvey's bitter divorce was finalized back in 2005, but according to her recent court filing, Mary says she's been suicidal and self-medicates to cope with their nasty breakup. Mary claims she's emotionally and physically destroyed after losing her son and her businesses. She's suing Steve for child endangerment, torture, conspiracy against rights, kidnapping, murder, breach of contract, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Wow, that's the never-ending divorce. Since the Manchester terrorist bombing, Ariana Grande has been inconsolable and in hysterics, sources close to the singer have said. She's incapable of performing for anyone. She and her team, we're told, are also deeply concerned about security. Her European tour dates remain suspended. Such a horrible, senseless tragedy. Chris Brown was slammed by a judge for skipping a court hearing related to Karrueche Tran and J. Ryan LaCour's restraining orders against him. Tran obtained a temporary restraining order against Brown in late February, accusing him of harassing her, assaulting her, and threatening to kill her. The model actress's best friend, LaCour, was also awarded a temporary restraining order after making similar allegations. Both are now seeking to get permanent stay-away orders against the singer. Sounds like somebody needs more therapy sessions. Lady Gaga's longtime friend and former assistant, Sonia Durham, has died of cancer. Alongside a photograph of her friend, Gaga posted this: "Thank you, Sonia, for inspiring me and all of us every day with your joy. I love you so much, it brings tears to my eyes just to think of all the years we've spent together backstage, running the show, taking care of each other. You're one of a kind. Our condolences to Lady Gaga." David Ayer is in talks to direct the upcoming reboot of Scarface. The film will be set in L.A. instead of Miami, and Diego Luna is attached to star in the movie. Scarface, which is set for an August 2018 release, will be, quote, "a reimagining of the core immigrant story told in both the 1932 and 1983 film versions." Ayer is best known for directing Suicide Squad, as well as Fury, End of Watch, and the upcoming Netflix movie, Bright.
Say hello to my little reboot friend!
The Trash Bin. Bravo celebrity Kim Zolciak is a huge fan of John Legend and really wanted to meet him at his concert in Atlanta. So much, in fact, that she jokingly offered up her daughter to give oral sex to anyone who'd help her achieve that fantasy. John's wife Chrissy Teigen saw the tweet and made sure the moment happened without anyone giving oral. Well, there's no way Kim Zolciak is winning any Mom of the Year awards. Sheesh.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon may be exploring a move into the $465 billion a year U.S. pharmaceutical market. Millions of millennials are reading six-minute horror stories told entirely in the form of text messages via the Hooked app. Apple is fighting legislation that would let you repair your own iPhone. Amazon has cut the price of its Echo device to its lowest yet, $140.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales is number one.
The number one album.
It's Linkin Park's seventh album, One More Light.
The number one app.
Guess what it is? If you said Minecraft Pocket Edition, you'd be right.
The number one fiction book.
Into the Water by Paula Hawkins remains the most popular book in the land.
As Harry Styles secures the top spot on the U.S. album charts, his fellow One Direction bandmate, Liam Payne, has also been busy in the studio working on his first solo effort. Payne cites producer Pharrell Williams as his number one musical influence. He says, quote, "The person who's inspired me most is Pharrell, who I worked with a while back. I recently asked Pharrell's manager what he was like when he was younger, and he said to me that when he was my age, he couldn't press a note on a keyboard. And that's amazing to me because at 22, I thought I was too old to learn guitar. Wrong." Unquote. Here's former One Direction member Liam Payne, along with his guitar, with the song of the week, Strip That Down.
You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm not free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. On coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 kiss me. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me, baby. Now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't say nothing, girl, strip that down for me.
Strip it down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I want, girl.
That was Liam Payne with the song of the week, Strip That Down. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.